This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. The new coronavirus has yet to make a confirmed appearance in Michigan. We've said this before, your more immediate health risk is probably the flu. And yet the CDC has warned the public to prepare for a coronavirus outbreak. We were wondering what exactly that means. Dr. Janae Khaldoun has agreed to come help explain. She's the state's chief deputy director for health and chief medical executive. Dr. Khaldoun, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you for having me.
What does it mean to prepare for the coronavirus? I mean, what does that look like for a state? Is it different than being ready for flu season?
So you're right. So a lot of the things that we would normally do to prepare for the flu is the same things that we're doing to prepare for the coronavirus. As you mentioned, we have not had any confirmed cases in the state of Michigan so far, but there's still a concern. There have been over 81,000 cases across the globe, primarily in China, and there have been also 14 travel-related cases in the United States. So what we're saying is we need to do everything we can to be prepared, and that's what we're doing with our public health system response.
But does that mean in terms of the state, considering that there's no vaccine and that the treatment of coronavirus is sort of an evolving concept, what does it mean in terms of, you know, the state's health resources, for example?
So what we've been doing is actually working with our local public health departments and our health systems to make sure they're prepared. You're right. There is no vaccine. There's currently no treatment. So what we're moving towards is something called community mitigation. And it's a tool, basically, that public health uses regularly. For example, if there's a response to a chickenpox outbreak in a school, or if a hospital implements visitor restrictions during flu season, which many have already this year. Those are the types of things that we will be working on. So making sure we are ready if coronavirus does come to the state to do things like make sure we may need to close a school if a case comes through a school. We want to make sure everyone knows proper hygiene practices, such as washing their hands and sneezing into their sleeve and staying home if they're sick. Those are the types of efforts that we have been preparing for several weeks.
Is risk necessarily limited to places in Michigan that have large workplaces or large schools and school districts?
No, this is not limited. I think there's a role everyone can play, absolutely, in public health and being prepared. And again, these simple things I'm talking about, washing hands, not coming to work if you're sick, those are things everyone can do to be prepared, not only for the coronavirus, but also for flu, cold, and other viruses that we would normally see across the United States.
Can you tell us a little bit more about what large institutions should be doing to prepare outside of the, sort of the formal medical system?
Yeah, so everyone should be looking at their human resource policies, updating them, including if people will be allowed to work from home and what that will look like, making sure everyone, again, knows stay home if you are sick, make sure you wash your hands. Everyone should be making sure they're appropriately cleaning their common areas, so their lounges and their bathrooms. Again, these are really things from a public health perspective that organizations should be doing anyway, but this is the perfect time to dust those off, to make sure they're updated, and to make sure all of your employees are ready and prepared and know what to do.
It's funny. I think we don't often talk about custodial things, but, you know, in terms of public places, that does sound key. How far is the state prepared to go into this unknown field of preparation? I mean, in China, which is admittedly a very different situation, they're actually building new hospitals to deal with this. How far should the state go? How much of an investment is appropriate, do you think, at this time?
I mean, we will do whatever it takes, really, to slow the spread. And let me be very clear. The goal, if this becomes something that comes to Michigan, it will not be to 100% stop the spread, but it will be to slow the spread as much as possible. And so we'll be working with our local partners to make sure we're doing everything we can to do that. So that may include working with local school districts if and when they may need to close, working with our medical providers. So we will do whatever it takes. And like we always do in public health, we will pivot as necessary to protect the public's health.
Who is going to be in charge of containment When we're talking about tracking down interactions with infected people, is that something that happens at the county level, or is the state in charge of that?
So we've actually already, for several weeks now, actually been working with our local health departments. So people who are coming with recent travel to mainland China, they are already, you know, going to their homes, coming through the Detroit Metro Airport, and we get their names and we send them to the local health departments for what we call self-quarantine or monitoring at home with the support of the local health department. So that is already happening. And will continue to happen. We are not currently quarantining anyone in a separate facility outside of their home. And again, we will pivot if this comes to the state of Michigan. But right now, we are not planning any mass quarantine situations. And again, it will become more of what we do in response to the flu. And like I said, chicken pox and measles and other things. Again, this is bread and butter public health. We have many experts in our state and our local health departments who have responded to other outbreaks in the past. And so we are ready and prepared to pivot as we need to address coronavirus if it comes to the state of Michigan.
I heard somebody at the CDC say it's not as if there isn't a playbook for such things. The CDC also said, though, to prepare for massive disruption of daily life. What does that look like in Michigan?
I'm not sure if there will be a massive disruption. Again, it could be just like if we have an outbreak of flu at a school. Yes, it may be that there are some places where employees are not coming to work, and so perhaps that particular business may decide to close. There may be times where we have a cluster at a school, and then that school may need to close. But again, these are things that the public health system does anyway. It's often in the background and people don't hear about it. But these are tools that we have in our toolbox and we use on a regular basis, and we are prepared to use them if COVID-19 comes to Michigan.
Dr. Khaldun, thank you very much for your time today. We appreciate it very much.
Oh, thank you for having me.
We've been talking with Michigan's Chief Medical Executive, Dr. Janae Khaldun.